if you know that. They're both made out of similar material.
Uh-huh. But they both, they're like this, aren't they? They hang.
Well, as you're talking about a hornet's nest,
yeah.
Now,
uh-huh.
A wasp's nest doesn't have any, it's usually flat,
mm-hmm.
on the top. I mean, it's sort of a roof like, but it's on top. On the side where the nests are, it's almost straight. It's not shaped like the hornet's nest. I got a hornet nest that big upstairs.
Gracious alive.
Had a long time.
Well, they both look sort of honeycombed, don't they?
Well, yes. Uh-huh. Inside, once you get inside the mm-hmm. hornet's nest, the wasp nest, you see it from the outside.
Mm-hmm. What's something that looks like a wasp and that people say doesn't sting?
We call them a date dauber.
Okay. What's an insect, a green insect, that jumps along in the grass?
We talk about a grasshopper, I reckon, but he's all kinds of colors.
What are small fish that are used for bait?
Minnows. Not minnows.
Okay. What do you call a filmy thing that an insect might build in the corner of a ceiling? You might have to get a dust mop or something.
They call them cobwebs. Yeah, you talking about that's what you're talking mm-hmm. about.
And would you call it the same thing if it were hanging from a branch outside?
Yes.
Okay. The parts of a tree that grow underground by its
roots.
And what's a tree that people get sugar from?
We don't in this part of the country, the maple tree, sugar maple.
What's a very large tree with grayish bark, something that's not an oak, and it has little round spiny balls on it?
No, you either talking about a sycamore or a peach.
That's what I'm talking about, a sycamore.
Yeah. Beech doesn't have such big spiny bark, but that's why everybody calls the name on beech trees.
Mm-hmm. Why beech trees particularly?
Well, it's good bark to call, it ain't good smooth bark.
Uh-huh.
And take an oak tree, the rough bark would be sort of tough trying to go at it.
George Washington chopped down a
cherry.
What's a bush that's said to be poisonous, a bush or a tree? It has a cluster of seeds and maybe berries at the top, a poison. Begins with an S.
Sumac.
Uh-huh. What's a vine that can make a person's skin break out?
A poison ivy is one of them.
Okay. You might say to some children, don't eat those berries. Some of them may be
poison.
What are some red edible berries?
Red edible berries? Like you talk about strawberries, just cut a berry in. There's a red raspberry and cherries.
Okay, and what are some other edible berries? What are some berries that grow around Elbert County?
Well, largely it would be blackberries, occasionally wild strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
Some few huckleberries, not many.
What's a bush-like shrub that grows in the mountains?
Good Lord, 10 million of them.
Well, this is the most common one. This is the one that most people know the name of.
I don't know, there's a lot of huckleberries and blueberries.
Okay, well now this is something that doesn't bear fruit.
Does not bear fruit.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it. Let's see. Then there's another one, another bush-like shrub that grows in the mountains. It has pink or white flowers on it. And it begins with an R. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a long word.
Rhododendron, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then this other thing I was talking about, it has bigger leaves than a rhododendron. It looks very much like a rhododendron, but it has bigger leaves.
Well, if you're talking about laurel...
That's what I'm talking about. Is that the wrong description?
Well, you've got the size of your leaf wrong.
Oh, I have?
Yeah.
So the rhododendron
has a larger leaf, and
the laurel has a smaller leaf.
And if you go to the mountains, up there, what we call laurel,